This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Thursday, April 20th. Investors are apparently switching more of their futures positions to exchange-traded funds as regulations make it more expensive and more difficult to access derivatives markets. BlackRock says pension funds and other institutional investors replaced $11.7 billion of their futures holdings with ETFs last year. That's a 17% jump over the year before. Rob Nestor, head of iShares U.S. Smart Beta at BlackRock, says the derivatives market is a source of growth in the ETF industry.
The derivatives market, swaps and futures, which have traditionally been a huge source of exposure because of everything that's going on with Dodd-Frank and other bank regulations, the cost of capital built into those have skyrocketed, and now ETFs are very cost competitive with swaps and futures as an exposure matter.
Earlier this year, Nestor told me this is a positive trend for the ETF industry.
I think it's just going to be great. It's going to increase transparency. It's going to drive greater flows. And it's just more broadly going to help sort of from an education standpoint for investors to understand the cost, not only of ETFs, but of traditional futures, swaps, and the likes, and many different options in the marketplace.
Nestor says BlackRock is seeing more interest in ETFs from traditional swap and derivatives users. BlackRock's Sean Cunningham offers this example. A pension fund in North Asia last year added $250 million to the iShares MSCI World ETF to replace several futures contracts that it was holding. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.